Each month, we salute the Fair Child Challenge, which is a national program administered locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens that looks to help middle school and high school students get a little bit closer to their everyday environments and to think about the world in different ways through monthly challenges that are issued. And it's a pleasure today. We have representatives from Shaler and Montour area school districts. And I think what we'll do is first have you meet each person that's here, and then we'll have a discussion about what they did. Sage, I'm going to start with you. Good morning. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I play soccer, and I have 5 dogs. And
wow.
My parents own Petland, the Pittsburgh Mills Mall, so I'm always up there helping out with the animals.
I can imagine. That's got to be fun to have a pet shop in the family. Any secrets? Happy secrets. Like, what's it like at night when the store's closed?
Normally all the animals are going to sleep, but it's fun just to run around a lot.
I'll bet. And you've got 5 dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a French Bulldog, a Pekingese, a Japanese Chin, a Pug Schnauzer mix, and a Shih Tzu mix.
Wow. Have you ever seen the movie Best in Show?
No.
I think you could. Well, you certainly could. You're 18, right? Or what's your... It says here you're 18, but I was thinking, that can't... Oh, wait. You're 18. I've got it backwards. You're 12. Phew. I was going to say, you don't look 18. It's a movie about a dog show, people that exhibit their dogs in a dog show, and it's kind of a funny movie because it's a little bit of a satire about how fussy people can get with their dogs. So what grade are you in?
7th.
And you're in Shaler Area Middle School.
Yes.
And any shout-outs or hellos that you would like to pass along?
I'm just going to say thank you to Dr. Gerlach for letting me do this challenge.
Dr. Gerlach's pretty amazing as a teacher. Let's turn to the person who's on your right. And I'll promise never to estimate your age as older than you really are ever again. Throughout our entire lifetime together, I'll never do that. I've learned not to do that. Hi, Toma. How are you?
I'm good.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well,
How old are you?
I'm 10.
And where do you go to school?
I go to David E. Williams in the Montour School District.
And what do you like to do for fun?
After school on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I usually do karate. And whenever soccer season's around, I do soccer.
Now, is your school on the same, is it in the same place as the high school, on the same property at Montour?
No, I don't think.
Okay, because I've been out to Montour High School a few times, and it's a really beautiful high school. There's a lot that's happening there. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I want to say hello to friends and family and teachers.
Excellent. And by the way, if you would like to text remarks to any of our 3 guests today, you can do so at 412-200-5975, and we will pass them along. Now we get to our 18-year-old, who I'm going to ask if you're registered to vote yet.
Not yet, but I will be for the next election.
Excellent. And this is Sage, and good morning. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, my name's actually Alex.
I'm doing it again. I did it to you, Sage. It's because your names are in a different order, and I didn't bother to look. I'm sorry, Alex. It's Alex. She's 18. She's in her senior year. She's been misidentified twice already this morning. Hello. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a senior this year, and I like to cook, run, do yoga, and I've been a vegan for 5 years.
Wow. What made you start, or what inspired you to start?
I really love animals and cooking.
Oh, you two have to get together and talk about animals. Do you have plans for next year yet? I'm sure you've probably applied to some schools. You might not know exactly, or do you?
I do. Next year I'm going to Gannon for their 5-year PA program.
Excellent. There's a gentleman, he may not be here, but our next guest is a teacher who was raised in Erie. As part of our next group, I was talking to him earlier. I believe he went to Edinburgh, but he may be able to tell you a little bit about Erie. Have you spent much time there?
I only visited once.
Yeah, that's great to meet you. Now, who can tell me a little bit? You all had the same challenge, I think, right? So who can, let's talk about that together, and then we'll talk about how you individually worked. Oh, did you want to say hi to anybody, Alex, before I forget?
Yes, my GATE teachers, Mrs. Palladino and Mrs. Elder.
And GATE is gifted and talented education?
Yes.
Okay. Whew. I thought I knew it. I had to check. So what was this challenge all about? Let me ask all of you to kind of express it. Can anybody summarize it? I'll call on Sage. Could you explain what you were asked to do?
We were asked to like make a change in like our environment and like our own selves, and like you had like pick something that would like affect you in the environment, and yeah, pretty much that.
So the challenge for this one was to make a change. Let's try to get more specific. Do you have some more specifics?
It was a small change, something that's not too hard to do, but that can still make a positive impact on yourself and the environment.
Interesting. So probably coming up with something small and simple was a key part of it. Was that one of the criteria that the judges were looking for, do you think?
Yes.
Okay. Anything to add about the premise at all, Toma? Is that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah.
So how did you address it, Toma? What did you do?
I made a compost.
Can you describe what you did?
What I did was do some research on how to make a good compost, and then I started making the area that the compost was going to be in with my grandfather, and then I pretty much had to throw in materials that would make a good compost, and I wrote an essay about it and kept a log.
What kinds of things did you record in your log?
I recorded the days I put in compost materials, and
So like what you added to the compost, and did you take anything away yet, or does it have to kind of be, did you take anything out of it, out of your compost pile or your composter?
No.
Because it's probably a little too early for that yet. That sounds like a good idea. What changes do you think will come about based on what you did?
It reduces garbage, so garbage transportation costs would be reduced, and less greenhouse gas emissions would come. So that means less pollution and less global warming.
Excellent. And I have an anonymous message from somebody who says, good job, Tom. I don't know who that is. You can send it again and give your name if you want, and I'll make sure that I mention it, 412-200-5975. Why don't we go to Sage next and ask her how you addressed your challenge. What did you do?
I did carpooling for my soccer practices, and we would carpool like to and from practice, and I can't remember what it's called, but cars give off that like gas, I think it is, or something, and it is bad for the environment if a lot of it or something.
Yeah, it could be VOCs or NOx or SOx. There's a lot of different emissions that come out of cars. And your challenge is interesting because you had to get some help, right? You had to be able to get the drivers to agree to share. Was that hard to do?
No, not really.
So how many people are participated as part of the carpool?
Normally it was like 2 to 3 people, but we would like take turns doing it. So like each parents would like get like a day to do.
How did the parents react to it?
They were good of it because like they like talked more, and it was good for us because we became better friends.
That's great. And in addition to reducing emissions from cars, do you think you did anything else to improve the environment by carrying out the project?
Well, I also like recorded like what trips I made to like the store and stuff. And like I tried to like make all my trips in one trip, so I didn't have to like keep stopping and going home and going out later.
I like to do that too, not only because it helps save the environment, but it helps save a lot of time too. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about this month's Fairchild Challenge, which is a national program administered locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. The person you just heard is Sage. She's at Chaler Area Middle School. Prior to her, you heard from Toma, who is a student at David E. Williams Middle School in the Montour Area School District. Now we're going to hear from Alex, who is a senior at Chaler Area High School. Tell me a bit about what you did for your project.
I spent a month taking only cold showers.
Wow. Wow. Tell me about this. How did you get the idea? That's a really creative idea.
I chose this challenge because I reduced electricity usage since I wasn't using my hot water heater. And also, my showers were obviously shorter. So I was reducing my water usage in that way as well.
Like extremely short. Did it get easier as the month went on, or did it stay? I mean, the idea of taking a cold shower, especially this time of the year, is pretty unappealing.
It was always difficult at first to get under the cold water, but it did get easier as the month went on to stay there longer.
Did you try to calculate how much you saved by doing that? It would be hard to do. I don't know if you could.
I did find out that the average American shower time is 8 minutes and 12 seconds, according to Home Water Works. And my average shower time was 3 minutes and 11 seconds.
And what was the first number again?
8 minutes, 12 seconds.
So your showers were reduced by half. Wow. And did you feel different, like readier to face the day or wider awake or anything?
I did feel much more alert. And after that was over, I felt like I could really accomplish more in my day. The hardest part was over.
Now, are you continuing to take cold showers?
Not every day like I was for the challenge, but it's something that I'll do every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm not trying to call you out at all, but how about making them shorter? Are you still trying to use less water?
Definitely.
Yeah, well, that's great. By the way, Toma, it was Lena, I believe. Do you know L-I-N-A? Lena is the person who congratulated you, if I'm reading this correctly. Let me double check. Yes, L-I-N-A. That person says congratulations to you. Any idea who that? Whoever it is, I'm sure you know who that is.
To be honest,
no. Might be a relative or family member listening. It could be somebody listening from far, far away. So does anybody, I'm curious if anyone has any feelings about the environment in general after doing this. Are you feeling hopeful about the direction things are going, or do you have any comments about things you wish would happen? I'm going to start, I think, with you, Alex, just because you're a little older and might be thinking about some of these things.
I think everybody has a big part to play in helping our environment, no matter what profession you're in or what age you are. So I think it's a great way that we can do these small challenges to help reduce global warming and to make positive changes.
Is there something sort of, not a pet peeve necessarily, but something you just wish? Like for me, it's litter. I still see so much litter. And it's mass transit. I wish we had more mass transit uses. Does anything kind of come up high on your list?
I would like to see recycling bins everywhere because it's such a simple change to make.
That's a good point. I was somewhere, I forget where it was, but I ended up with two plastic bottles of water and there was nowhere to put them. And I sort of left them by the garbage. I have a feeling they ended up being put in the garbage. And it would have been nice to have a recycling bin. One of our staff people here takes things home when she can't recycle them, and you might do that too.
I've done that, definitely.
Toma, any thoughts about things you wish people would do to protect the environment?
Well, I see garbage cans out almost every day. Yeah,
wow.
And I just wish people would know that something like what you can recycle, because sometimes when they don't know, they just throw it in the garbage. And there's also TVs, they can't just be thrown away because of the chemicals they have in them. And they're pretty much just everywhere in forests.
Yeah, I see them a lot of places. This isn't very popular, what I'm about to say, but I always thought it might be neat if most homeowners are charged an annual fee for garbage collection. It might be a couple hundred dollars a year. I always thought it might be neat if they charged you by the pound or by volume, you know, by how many cans you disposed of, because it would really give you some incentive to throw away less things. It would probably be hard to implement, but I always thought that would be a neat way to do it. And what about you, Sage?
I like agree with them on the recycling thing, but like if someone was like a neighbor and they like worked in the same place, or if they like both had to go to the store, if they like carpooled, it would like help the environment more, because if everyone started doing that. And also kind of what Toma was saying about the composting, it would help with the reduction of garbage. And, yeah.
Yeah, all really good ideas. And another one, too, that you just made me think of is just prevent the creation of waste to begin with. Do we all need to be drinking water out of little plastic bottles? You know, our tap water's pretty good. Or if you need bottled water, get it out of a big bottle that can be reused instead of creating all those little bits of waste. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say? We just have a little more time. You're all really articulate and great representatives of your school and for the environment. Well, great. Well, thank you for being here with us, and congratulations on your Fairchild Challenge win.